that's just a thing in Florida, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to get right at it and welcome my guest, none other than Mr. Max Reichman, CEO and President of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you, Earl? Thanks for having me this morning.
You know, it's always good having you on. You always bring timely and informative information at a time when it's always needed. So what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, one of the things I thought it would be important for the audience to understand is the enormous benefits of Social Security to Black Americans. And I think that's often overlooked in the discussion.
You know, I am one of those in the number of people that you are talking about. 50% of Black Americans would be living in poverty in retirement if there wasn't for Social Security. That's an enormous number.
Absolutely, and I think it's, as I said, often overlooked in the discussion about the benefits of Social Security. Beyond the astounding figure you just mentioned, one-third of elderly Black couples and nearly two-thirds of unmarried Black seniors rely on Social Security for almost all of their monthly income. So it's critical that this program continue to be sound and provide those vital benefits to the Black communities of the country.
You know, people may ask the question, Max, why such an enormous percentage of Black people in this country have to rely solely on Social Security and Medicare?
Well, that is the question. It's, as I said, it's insurance that's critical for African Americans who have fewer resources on the whole and become disabled at much higher rates. And the other important aspect that's often lost in discussing Social Security, it's has a progressive structure. And what that means is lower-income earners, many of whom are, as we have just said, are African-Americans, receive higher benefits in relation to their past earnings than high-wage earners. So it's especially critical in bringing up the living standards for those who are on Social Security.
Instances, there are people of color were the primary breadwinner who die sooner. High percentage of Black males die sooner than Black women, and they leave the Black women widowed. And since the man was the primary breadwinner, what happens once he leaves and his spouse did not make the money he did? Is she still entitled to whatever it was he was getting then for Social Security?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, we often look at Social Security as simply a benefit for retired individuals. The truth of the fact is that a third of Social Security benefits go to non-retired workers, and that includes that group you just talked about, survivors, disabled, children. A third of the Social Security benefits is dedicated to those people. And here's an example I often use, especially talking to younger people. And you know, Earl, younger people are often the most skeptical about the Social Security program. Many of them have bought some of those myths. The program is broke. It won't be there in the future. It will be there in the future if Congress does the right thing. But also, it's there right now for younger people. As an example, a 27-year-old worker with a spouse and two children has right now, never mind what happens upon retirement, but right now has about $500,000 in value of life and disability insurance in case something bad happens in the family, and as mentioned, the primary breadwinner dies young or becomes disabled. This is an insurance. You know, we hear the term FICA. We all know what FICA means. See it on your checks. Federal Insurance Contribution Act. It's an insurance premium, in fact, that pays for old age survivor and disability programs. And I think it's so important that that be stressed, especially with younger people and with the African-American community.
You know, Maxim, looking at this, the average white man's earned, $2.7 million over his lifetime, while the average black man averages $1.8 million. That's a profound amount. And clearly, if one had that additional $900,000 of earnings, it would provide an opportunity to do more savings. So, yes, it is critical. And I'll tell you, I am one who, without my Social Security and Medicare, would be in trouble today if it was not there for my wife and I.
Yeah, I believe that completely. You know, here's a piece of history. I'm sure you remember when President George W. Bush tried to privatize Social Security, right, in 2005. We, the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, and other seniors advocacy groups, made that such an important stand opposing it. And in fact, we killed that plan. But what's often not noted, and I was the National Committee at that point, I was the vice president at that time, the NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus were instrumental in the opposition to the privatization of Social Security effort by President George W. Bush. And that was critical in defeating that plan. It never even got to a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives or in the U.S. Senate because there was such strong outpouring of opposition to it. So African-American communities were very much aware back then, 16 years ago, of how critical Social Security is to the African-American community, and I'm hoping that history will be repeated now when we need the African-American community to voice strong support for legislation, and you and I have talked about it in the past, that is being considered in the House of Representatives to strengthen the program, improve the benefits, especially for survivors and low-income Social Security beneficiaries, and to extend the solvency so that it's there into the future for many years to come.
You know, Max, it would be different if we lived in a nation that could not afford it, you know, and that wasn't positioned as well as our nation is. But, you know, I was just thinking earlier, I remember when George Bush wanted to privatize it. Can you imagine where we would have been now? Some may say, okay, Earl, right now things have been great over the last, you know, 8 years, and look at how much money would have been there. But they forget in between we had a horrible recession, almost a depression.
The point you're making is so important. Yes, you know, some would do better in returns, in terms of returns, in private investments, in rather than Social Security. But you don't know when the market will fluctuate, and at what point you will be retiring, needing your retirement benefits. Social Security was not impacted in terms of the benefits people received during that recession. But if you had, and I remember this myself, if you had a 401k plan, if you were employed. And your employer provided a 401k plan, you lost about half the value during that time. And Social Security has been there for over 86 years. If you qualify for benefits, you get those benefits. It has a built-in cost of living adjustment that tracks inflation. It's not enough. I think the formula for determining the COLA, the cost of living adjustment, is flawed. That is corrected in the legislation I mentioned that is now before the House Ways and Means Committee. It has includes a more accurate measure of inflation as it impacts older people. But nevertheless, the COLA is there to at least make some attempt for benefits to keep up with inflation. So this program has lifted more people out of poverty than all federal programs combined, all other federal programs combined.
Max, I'm sorry, Max, you got a minute, or you got to go?
I'm all yours.
All right. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Mr. Max Reichman. He is CEO and president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.